Hey there, my name is Sam Okus. I'm the editor-in-chief at Nation's Restaurant News, bringing you a very special edition of the Extra Serving Podcast. In June, we published NRN's Top 500 list, giving you a definitive look at restaurant chain performance in 2020. We partnered with Data Central and its Firefly 500 platform on this year's Top 500, and it is chock full of insights that can help you benchmark your own brand's performance and strategize for the year ahead. Now, to dig in just a little bit deeper on how brands fared in 2020, we've been providing you with exclusive interviews with leaders from brands that defied the odds by growing in 2020. These snapshots of success give you exclusive access to the winning strategies that are helping restaurant companies navigate uncharted waters. And hopefully they're going to provide you with some ideas for tackling the challenges that you face in your own business. Stay tuned for more snapshots of success in the weeks and months ahead as we explore what exactly went right for those brands that closed 2020 with positive stories to tell. Also, be sure to head to nrn.com/2021top500. That's nrn.com/2021top500 to catch up on all of our snapshots of success and to catch the rest of our Top 500 coverage, which includes a robust data package with sales and unit count information for the nation's top 500 chain restaurants. And now let's roll into today's snapshots of success interview from NRN's 2021 Top 500.
Despite the pandemic in 2020, Eggs Up Grill increased both sales and unit count and moved up in the Data Essential Firefly 500 Plus rankings. The South Carolina-based brand added mimosas to the menu for the first time and amplified its off-premises sales channels. In this extra serving conversation, Eggs Up Grill CEO Ricky Richardson discusses how the breakfast lunch brand succeeded in a very difficult year. Introduce yourself, Ricky, and tell us a little bit about Eggs Up Grill.
You bet. Hi, Ron. Thanks a lot for your interest in Eggs Up Grill. My name is Ricky Richardson. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Eggs Up Grill. We are a 47-location breakfast, brunch, and lunch concept based in South Carolina. We're open from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. The concept is 22 years old. Started in Pawleys Island back in 1997, and we've acquired the business back in the summer of 2018 and have been accelerating growth over the last 2.5 years. So a lot of fun stuff going on here.
And the last 2.5 years, especially the last year, has been especially eventful.
What do you
think gave Eggs Up Grill a leg up in the pandemic?
You know, Ron, I think that our progress through all of it and what has turned into really strong success has got to start with the brand reputation that's in place. It's a it's a brand that's well loved with its consumers. It's got that really sweet blend of a brand name that people know and trust. But most importantly, it's the local connection through our franchise ownership. Our local franchisees that build those personal relationships in the communities they do business in. So the combination of both of those, I think, really set the foundation for us to end up in a very successful place as we've come through the pandemic. You know, we put together a very simple framework as soon as this happened. It was about survivability, sustainability, and then growth. And survivability was about allowing the franchisees the space that they needed to stabilize their business. As franchisors, you know, we're only as successful as our franchisees are. So it was making smart decisions about allowing them to keep their restaurants open or close their restaurants if they felt that was the right thing to do in that time period, to understand their financial situation. We waived fees across that time period, as well as we all tried to get a handle on really what was going on. And what was it going to take for us to be successful in that situation? And you know, coming out of that, we built, I think, even strengthened the relationships with the Adirondack franchisees and the confidence they had in the brand. We implemented through that participation some really effective changes to the business, not necessarily unique to Eggs Up Grill, but I think maybe uniquely impactful at Eggs Up Grill. Outside the four walls, off-premise, it's gone from less than 5% of our business to about 25% of our business, even as we've seen dining rooms open across our markets over the last 4 months. We introduced adult beverages, mimosas across the system. We're picking up kind of 4 to 5% of sales there. So we've got a business model now that's generating revenues about 20% higher where it was pre-COVID. Obviously, that takes committed franchise partners, persistent in their business, nimbleness that's been really, really important for us, and flexibility going forward. And while we're in a great place now, you know, there's still some real challenges in the business. The supply chain disruption that I know you guys have written about quite often. And unique to Eggs Up Grill, kind of the first time in the history of the brand that we have some team member challenges. And those seem to be abating as recently over the last 5 or 6 days. Some things getting better from what I hear from our franchise partners. But nimbleness is really, really important here.
Are most of the Eggs Up Grill franchisees multi-unit or one-offs?
We probably have, of the 47 locations we have, Ron, we have 20 of those that are single unit, single location franchise partners. And the other, so a little bit more than half of the locations are owned by franchisees that have 2, 3, 4 restaurants. The largest group we have is 4 restaurants right now.
What does that pose for the franchisor having a variety of sizes of groups?
Gosh, I think, Ron, it is respecting the perspective of each one of those franchisees because they can be very different. You know, a single location restaurateur that is just interested in doing that and wants to be the best in class operator and be, you know, financially successful and operationally successful has a different lens than a franchisee that partners with us that is looking to grow a 5, 6, 10, 12 store restaurant. So the expectations around support, the expectations around tools that you provide are very different there. So I think it's respecting the perspective of those individual franchisees and meeting them where their needs are and providing that as a franchisor. And it's one of the reasons we've focused on only having one company restaurant versus trying to run a dual system of company operations and franchise operations. We want to be a best-in-class franchise where we work really, really hard to do that. And that starts with great relationships and great communication.
You added 9 stores last year during the pandemic. What were the special challenges and what do you see as far as growth going forward?
You know, the special challenge, we had 2, you are correct. We opened 9 last year. We had 2 restaurants that sat finished for, 90 days. They were both ready to open mid to late March. Excitingly, those of the 9 that we opened last year, 3 of those are in the top 10 of our total average unit sales. If you look at a kind of annualized basis right now, so really pleased with those. So the special challenges were the uncertainty and trying to give franchisees good direction in that time period. Should they open? Should they remain closed? Being nimble in how we trained in that type of environment. So the whole recruitment and training process in the middle of a pandemic is a little bit different as you adapt operational standards to protect the health and safety of your franchisees, of their team members, and of the guests. So it was had some unique challenges, but really excited about the record year that we had. We are on track to open 12 restaurants this year, potentially 13. We just finished a development meeting this morning. And then we'll do more than 20 restaurants next year in 2022. We've got a very full pipeline from a development standpoint. So really excited about the momentum we have in place right now.
Are most of those in existing markets or are you heading into any new territories?
We're opening a new markets. We'll have 2 different franchise partners open in Virginia, the state of Virginia, later this year in the Norfolk area and in the Richmond area. Both of those are multi-unit, new franchisees with multi-unit agreements. We'll open in Tennessee in the Tri-Cities area of Tennessee, our first one there. And we'll be expanding into Alabama this year as well. So we'll be going from 4 states to 7 states at the end of this year.
Well, that's exciting for you. You added the adult beverages in 2020. How difficult was that operationally and what are the benefits?
You know, it's a pretty simple execution. In fact, you know, a funny story here, Ron, I met with our Drew Hampton, our franchisee in the Columbia, South Carolina market. And he has a restaurant across adjacent to University of South Carolina. And he'd seen mimosas in a lot of local places there. And we met 2 weeks before COVID hit. And he asked to be able to start testing that product. And we started right away. He'd already gotten his license. you know, Drew really inspired that for us. And we as I said earlier, we're seeing anywhere from 4 to 5% of sales out of that right now. It's a basic offering of a couple of ranges of mimosas. We don't see ourselves going to a full bar offering right now. Doesn't really, from a facility standpoint and kind of guest experience standpoint, not the sweet spot for us in the short term, but it's operationally worked out very well. We have it in about 50% of our restaurants right now, but remainder are still in the licensing process. I see that as another contributing factor in that sales momentum tailwind that we have right now.
Everybody's been talking about the labor shortage, and you mentioned that, but do you think the breakfast lunch day part that Eggs Up Grill plays in makes it easier or harder for recruiting and retaining staff?
You know, Ron, I think there's a couple of things about our brand and our brand positioning that help us in that situation. From my background in casual dining, having team members, being able to staff with quality team members has always been job one, really over the last decade that I was in that role. And it was really interesting to me joining Eggs Up. I didn't hear that from my franchise partners as I came on board. They were all very stable and really pleased with the team. As I said, coming out of this, particularly early here in 2021, it's been more of a priority for us. But what I think helps us is the day part. So there's a real certainty to schedules. As we, you know, those of us in the restaurant business know, a lot of folks in our industry like to work multiple jobs. And so having the stability of that schedule is appealing, makes it more flexible for them to get a second job. For those that just want one job, the fact that they're off in the middle of the afternoon for the rest of the day, they can, you know, have a great place to work, make good money, and then have their afternoons and evenings off. That's very appealing if someone for someone in the hospitality industry. And then the other thing, besides just the kind of culture of our brand, the fact that we've got that local ownership. So they're not just working for a brand or working for whoever the latest general manager is in a restaurant. They can develop that personal relationship with the franchise owner. So the owner of that business, I think, gives us kind of the best of both worlds, a great environment, solid brand with a great reputation, and then a personal relationship they can develop with their franchise partners.
Besides the basics, that return on investment, what's attractive about Eggs Up Grill from a franchisee standpoint?
You know, a lot of our franchise, I was just talking to my head of development this morning. We were looking at what we call our hypo pipeline of future franchise prospects that we have. And of the 22 hottest candidates we have right now, 12 of them list on their interest in our conversations with them that they've been a guest at Eggs Up Grill. So I think it's that experience. It's that friendliness. It's the warmth. It's the approachability of the concept. It's a very mainstream America type concept. It's very casual. It's very friendly, as I said. And so I think they enjoy that emotional connection. And our industry is a very emotional business, right? When you can trigger those right emotional responses around quality of service and cleanliness and friendliness, I think that they enjoy that and they want to bring that to their community. For the more sophisticated or larger appetite type franchisees, it's certainly, I think, the consistency of results that we see across the system. We've never closed a restaurant in the history of the brand. So there's stability from a brand reputation and sustainability standpoint. The economics are compelling as well. And then I also think, Ron, that they see that with many brands in our industry, they reach a kind of a momentum inflection point as they go from a very small local or regional concept into one that has a larger footprint and starts building and amplifying a reputation. And the appeal to get on the front side of that sales momentum, I think, is one of the things that's becoming very intriguing for, I say sophisticated, but people that have more experience in the industry and a larger appetite from a footprint standpoint. So it's one of the things I'm really excited about as we see more restaurants open. And as we continue to see the sales momentum that we built in the business.
And final question, as a brand executive, having such successful unit growth and sales in the past year and a very full pipeline going forward, what do you find most exciting about the business?
Gosh, Ron, what I enjoy about this is the day-to-day interaction with our franchise partners. It's just really, it's exciting to see growth, always exciting to be around growth. But when you're growing in an environment where you've got people that from, you know, those with much larger growth appetites to those that are kind of putting all their chips in the middle of the table. There's a really special relationship you develop, a special, I think, accountability and responsibility to be represent what they're looking for, to listen and to help build a successful business collectively. So those relationships are really, really exciting. And, you know, it's working in our meeting with one of our franchisees that's under development at our training restaurant on Sunday. We had breakfast together and just looking at his excitement, but also looking around the restaurant and all the happy guests. You know, it's why I've been in this business as long as I have. You can't beat that instant gratification from providing great experiences to guests.
And how much bacon does Eggs Up Grill do in a typical period?
More than some of our suppliers can keep up with right now, thankfully. But it's a, you know, who doesn't love bacon? And Ron, we just launched today. I know you didn't ask about this, but we just launched today a new promotion called Summer of Yum. And we have banana pudding, French toast, and key lime pancakes are the two hero items that we've introduced here. And really excited about those.
Key lime pancakes. You're definitely a geographic thing there.
We're paying homage to our beach orientation and the Southeast focus for sure with both of those.
Well, Ricky, thank you a lot for spending the time with us today and wish you all the success in the year ahead.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your interest, John.